Both President Bush and Senator Kerry are spending the weekend off the campaign trail, sequestered with their aides as they prepare for their first debate. It's the first of three face-offs between the two candidates. Thursday's will be held in Coral Gables near Miami, Florida, and the subject will be foreign policy. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the debates are seen as make-or-break events that could decide who'll be the next president.
The televised debates are one of the great set-piece battles of a presidential campaign, and the maneuvering that precedes them is one of the great kabuki dances of presidential politics. Part of the dance is to inflate your opponent's expertise, to raise expectations for his performance and lower them for yours. Here's what John Kerry had to say about President Bush's debating skills.
George Bush, a good debater. Everybody has to understand that. He beat Ann Richards, beat Al Gore. He's very practiced. He knows what he's doing. And in a minute and a half, your fights get your message out. We'll see what happens.
4 years ago, the caricature of President Bush as grossly inarticulate, with only a passing command of the English language, made it easier for him to come out of his debates with Vice President Gore looking like a winner. 4 years later, the Bush campaign isn't trying as hard to make the president look like the underdog, but campaign spokesman Reed Dickens is trying to make Kerry look formidable.
In his 96 campaign and in the past elections, John Kerry has proven to be a skilled debater.
The debates offer Kerry, who is running a few points behind Mr. Bush in most polls, his best opportunity to change the dynamic of the race. Democrats believe the two speeches Kerry gave this week, on Monday about the war in Iraq and on Friday about the war against terror, have put him in a stronger position to make the case in the debate that President Bush has failed to prosecute either war effectively. The subject of the first debate is foreign policy. President Bush insisted on that. For good reason, says political scientist Kathleen Hall Jamieson. The first debate historically gets the biggest audience, and that also gives Kerry the biggest opportunity.
The challenger always has more to gain in a debate because the challenger has as his prime burden to establish to the electorate that he's capable of being president. And if he moves on to the debate stage and he doesn't establish that, the election is effectively over. So the first thing that Kerry has to do is move above that threshold so that at the end of the debate, people say, yes, if he were in the Oval Office and a decision had to be made that was consequential, I'm confident that he could handle that.
To do that, says Democratic strategist Bill Kerik, Kerry must use next Thursday's debate to erase the negative impression created by the Bush campaign.
I think the voters out there, they need to have a stronger comfort level with John Kerry because the Bush people have successfully run a campaign against him for many months to try to keep continuing raising questions about John Kerry. So this is much like Ronald Reagan had to put to rest the idea that he was, some sort of kooky, far-out guy. John Kerry's going to have to put to rest the idea that he's some perpetual flip-flopper who changes his mind on issues daily.
Kerik and other Democrats believe Ronald Reagan's performance in his 1980 debate against the incumbent, Jimmy Carter, is an instructive model for John Kerry. Ronald Reagan came up with a pithy way to deal with Carter's relentless attacks.
Governor Reagan, again, typically is against such a proposal.
Governor, there you go again.
John Kerry is no doubt searching for a withering one-liner of his own and a way to ask the classic challenger's question that Ronald Reagan posed so successfully in 1980.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Is America as respected throughout the world as it was? Do you feel that our security is as safe, that we're as strong as we were 4 years ago?
Historians say debates rarely change minds. More often than not, they reinforce voters' previously held opinions, but they can have an impact in a close race like the one in 1980 and the one today. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.